5 years ago, a truly exceptional nonfiction book was published in the UK about four British prisoners of war during World War II and how their passion for birds helped them survive the horrifying conditions of the POW camps. After the war, they became important forces behind British bird conservation. Somehow I managed to not even hear about Derek Neiman's wonderful work, Birds in a Cage, until this fall, when one of my friends, Ian Paulson, recommended it. I knew I'd enjoy the book with the very first sentence of the first chapter. On the day the Second World War broke out, Cheshire naturalist A.W. Boyd had one eye on the country diary column he was writing for the Manchester Guardian. The other he had lost on the battlefields of Gallipoli in 1915. Neiman excerpts a bit of Boyd's column that he was writing that day. Quote, "I cannot help thinking that if only Hitler had been an ornithologist, he would have put off the war until the autumn bird migration was over. I wonder if any of the friendly Germans whom we met last year at the International Ornithological Congress at Rouen feel as I do, that he should force us to waste the last week of August and the first fortnight of September in a uniform that we hoped we had discarded for good is really the final outrage." End quote. Boyd is not one of the four characters in Birds in a Cage. Not only was he missing an eye, but he was also in his mid-50s when he wrote that column as the war was breaking out. By the end of that war, his ironic comment about missing the peak of the 1939 fall migration being the final outrage wouldn't have seemed so humorous, especially to the four main characters of the book. That very British, ironic detachment of the opening didn't close off author Derek Neiman from writing vividly about the harrowing conditions of the POW camps. We get plenty of details about the lice, fleas, freezing cold, malnourishment, and chronic ill health of the camps, conditions so horrifying that sometimes men made a suicidal run for the barbed wire fences and razor wire in full view of the guards, simply to end their own misery. Even small children recognize the powerful metaphor equating birds with freedom. These four men started out with a deep understanding of birds and the ability and predisposition to notice them, whether the men were marching in a frozen landscape or trapped within the barbed wire cage of a prisoner of war camp. Their appreciation of the freedom of birds was far more steeped in reality than in metaphor. They noticed and watched migrating rooks and jackdaws that dropped down from the skies to eat some of the prisoners' own sewage spread as manure on surrounding fields. They paid close attention to the little songbirds flitting in and out of the barbed wire. Some of these birds became subjects of systematic studies. Most of their observations didn't amount to anything much after the war, but whether or not the research each of them did during their imprisonment amounted to anything in the greater ornithological world, their work gave each of them a reason to look beyond the hell surrounding them while they were imprisoned. Indeed, Waterston and Buxton enlisted some of the other prisoners of war to help make observations, providing a beautiful, if tiny, diversion from the hell surrounding those men, too. Even with the ability to focus on something far from the horrifying conditions of the prisoner of war camps, none of the four men in Birds in a Cage came through unscathed in terms of both physical and psychic damage. Their story was one worth telling, and Derek Neiman did a wonderful job. I heartily recommend Birds in a Cage, whether you're interested in history, human resilience, or the importance of nature in protecting and restoring the human spirit. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.